Chemicals called lampricides have controlled the lamprey since the 1970s, reducing their population to a manageable level in the Great Lakes, except for one area, the St. Mary's River. The depth and currents of that river made it impossible to effectively use that chemical, and the lamprey population has been out of control there, with those same lamprey migrating into Lake Huron and northern Lake Michigan. Now a new time-release lampricide, unaffected by the river's conditions, will be used next summer. Great Lakes Fishery Commission spokesperson Mark Gaydon says it'll reduce the lamprey population by 85%.
It's a great move forward. We are going to be able to control the largest and pretty much the last remaining under-controlled lamprey population in the Great Lakes. If we're going to be able to achieve the fish community we want and restore the species we want and do other things that benefit the fishery, lampreys have to be at a certain level.
And Gaydon says this new strategy will get them there. He says it could lead to a turnaround of sport fishing in Lakes Michigan and Huron. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.